Joyful, joyful, we adore thee.
Song number 25 in the church hymnal.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee.
Song number 398.
Salvation, perfect delight.
150. Right, I'm gonna have to have a little bit of help starting off this song. Let's stand to our feet and sing the song. Christ Lord Cometh, song number 150.
Oh.
All right, thank you. Maybe seated. All right, at this time, we'll look to Michael Burke for our devotions.
Good evening. Well, I greet each one in Jesus' name this evening. When we think about singing, we think about praising God. And I'd like to read Psalms chapter 34 this evening. We have so much to be thankful for, as we heard this morning about being blessed, and singing is a way to praise the Lord. Psalms 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, and not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Looking back at the first verse there, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That's what we need to be doing. We need to be praising the Lord for what all he's done for us. He's done so much for us. In verse 3, it says, O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. You know, God is so great and so powerful, and we can't even imagine how great he is. And we need to be magnifying him and to exalt his name and to glorify him. In verse 4, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. You know, the Lord hears us. He hears our cry and he cares about our needs. Verse 7, I really like that verse. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. You know, the angels are with us. The ones that we that fear him, the angels are around us and they are watching over us. I'm so thankful for that. Then, looking on down into verse 18, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. We have to come to the Lord and be broken, and the Lord is there to save us. There's a scripture over in Joel that I'd like to read that goes with this. Joel 2, verse 12 and 13. It says, Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart, and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God. For he is gracious and merciful, and slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. So I'm so thankful that we have a God that is so gracious and merciful, and slow to anger, because we do fail, and but God is there, and he cares about us, and he knows our needs, and he knows what we need. Let's kneel for prayer, and Brother Will, would you lead us in prayer?
All right. One song was sung by memory, Alive, Alive, and I think the second verse is A Flame of Flame, if I'm correct. So Alive, Alive, and then A Flame of Flame. All right, let's stand to our feet, please. And let's try to make this sure this sounds alive as we sing, and then after this, Esther will be leading the children in singing up here at the front. Ready?
Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive.
Children can come forward and Esther will lead them in a couple of songs.
Shout when my God.
children, and Pastor for leading those songs. Let's turn to number 456 in the Christian hymnal. After this song, we'll look to David Peachy for a history of a song. Number 456.
As we go through life, all of us will encounter things that are disappointments. We sometimes have big disappointments. How do we respond to those things? What comes out of those? Do we become bitter, or do we allow those things to make us better? I'm going to be looking at the song, "O Love That Will Not Let Me Go," written by George Matheson. It's in it's number 434 in the church hymnal. George Matheson was born here in 1842. George Matheson suffered poor eyesight from birth, and at age 15 learned that he was going blind. Not one to be easily discouraged, he enrolled in the University of Glasgow and graduated at age 19. He then began theological studies, and it was while pursuing those that he became totally blind. Matheson's three sisters rose to the occasion and tutored him through his studies, even going so far as to learn Hebrew, Greek, and Latin to be able to help their brother. With their help, he was able to complete his studies. After graduation, he answered a call to serve as a pastor of a church in Ellon, Scotland. He had a successful ministry there and was later called to serve as pastor of the much larger St. Bernard's Church in Edinburgh. On the day that one of his sisters was married, Matheson wrote this hymn. He recorded this account of that experience in his journal. My hymn was composed in the manse of Inelan on the evening of June 6, 1882. I was at that time alone. It was the day of my sister's marriage, and the rest of my family were staying overnight in Glasgow. Something had happened to me which was known only to myself and which caused me the most severe mental suffering. The hymn was the fruit of that suffering. It was the quickest bit of work I ever did in my life. I had the impression of having it dictated to me by some inward voice rather than of working it out myself. I'm quite sure that the whole work was completed in 5 minutes, and equally sure that I never received at my hands any retouching or correction. I have no natural gift or rhythm. All the other verses or songs I've written are manufactured articles. This came like a dayspring from on high. I have never been able to gain once more the same fervor in verse. Matheson obviously didn't intend to tell us what caused his most severe mental suffering, but people who know his background strongly suspect that it had to do with a heartbreaking experience several years earlier. His fiancée had broken her engagement to him, telling him that she couldn't see herself going through life married to a blind man. Matheson never married, and it seems likely that his sister's wedding brought to memory the woman that he had loved and the wedding that he had never enjoyed. At any rate, Matheson's severe mental suffering inspired him to write this hymn, O Love That Will Not Let Me Go. The hymn celebrates the constancy of God's love. Love that will not let me go, the light that follows all my way, joy that seeketh me through pain. It concludes by celebrating life that shall endless be. There's one sentence that especially stands out. It was this. Matheson said, the hymn was the fruit of that suffering. There's an important lesson in that. All of us suffer some sort of heartbreak or disappointment or disability at some point in our lives. What makes all the difference is our response, whether we let the hardship stop us or inspire us to greater effort. Matheson suffered two severe blows that could have stopped him, the loss of his eyesight and the loss of his beloved. In both cases, he made the best of a bad situation, and we are all the richer for it. As this hymn reveals, it was his faith in God that kept him going through the adversities that he suffered. He believed that God's love would not let him go, and that God's light would follow him all his way, and that God's joy would seek him through his pain, and that faith made all the difference. I'd like to sing this song, 434 in the church hymnal.
Flow, may nature flow.
going to beat you for doing that. Alright, I'd like to try to sing Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, the Philip My Cup version. I think the first verse is Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, the second, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, and then Blessed be the tie that binds. The third verse, I am just a little bit sketchy on the last part of the word, so you're going to have to help me on that, make sure I get that right. So let's start with Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, right?
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to
selection out of either hymnal.
399
in the church hymnal. Alright, 399 in the church hymnal. What'd you say, sorry?
399.
Alright, 399.
Thank you.
time, Melissa has a song group for us. We can come up this time.
Good evening. We were discussing who should introduce this, and Kendra regretfully declined the opportunity, so I was like, okay, I get the opportunity to talk about her. The first song we're singing is Between Darkness and Light, and as I understand it, it was written by Hanau, that's her name, and she was in Africa giving aid on a battlefield when she penned these words. And if I can say a few things about Kendra before she goes, I believe this song describes her perfectly, their willingness to plant seeds of love and go into situations where I fear about won't let me go. Anyway, and I'm just going to read the words. Between darkness and light, I will always walk. And wherever I will go, I will open wide the window of light and will plant the seeds of love. I will open the window of light and will plant the seeds of love.
Between darkness and light, I will always walk, and wherever I will go, I will open the window of light and will plant the seeds of love.
Something doesn't quite feel right without our fourth sister up here, so we're going to ask her to come up for the next song.
Children of the Heavenly Father, safely in His bosom gather, nestling bird nor star in heaven, such a refuge there was given. Neither life nor death shall ever from the Lord His children sever. Unto them His grace He showeth, and their sorrows He taketh. God His children ne'er forsaketh. 'Tis a loving purpose only to preserve them pure and holy. Live in me, Lord Jesus, live in me. Jesus live in me. There's a work that must be done, there's a victory to be won, every hour by thy power live in me. Work through me, Lord Jesus, work through me. Work through me, Lord Jesus, work through me. There's a work that must be done, there's a victory to be won, every hour by thy power work through me. Come for me, Lord Jesus, come for me. Come for me, Lord Jesus, come for me. When the work shall all be done and the victory is won, in that hour by thy power come for me.
Thank Melissa for getting that group together. I'd like to turn to 477 in the Christian hymnal. After this number, we'll have a time of spontaneous singing. You can just, if you have a song that you want, just lead it out, and we'll sing till about 7:05. 477 in the Christian hymnal.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. And of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story.
Thank you. 25 in the church hymnal.
Oh,
All right, I want to thank everyone for taking part this evening, for the ones that did it on short notice. At this time, we'll turn the rest of the time over to one of the ministers to close.